My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
And if we have room for a fifth slot and they get on the stick this month, we'll have an awfully big surprise for you in the number five slot. So be watching the website page for it. We'll tell you all about it there. We're not going to mention it here. Shh, it's a surprise. Shh, it's a surprise. Get on the stick. Shh, it's a surprise. Get on the stick. Shh, it's a surprise. We're not going to mention it here. Get on the stick. Shh, it's a surprise.
Awfully big surprise.
Get on the stick. It's a surprise.
Awfully big surprise.
Get on the stick.
It's a surprise.
Awfully big surprise. Get on the stick.
It's a surprise.
Awfully big surprise.
Get on the stick.
It's a surprise.
Awfully big surprise.
Get on the stick.
Surprise.
Get on the stick.
Lost Discs Radio.
Shh. We're not going to mention it here.
Oh, the music will sound like this.
You might not want to mention this to anybody, but we're on the air right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim E. Knight sitting in with you for an official episode of Lost Discs Radio. Back on the air, and yes, Dr. Doug Brown has gone to the trouble of getting on the microphone for you, all you slobs out there, for your entertainment enjoyment. Doc?
Trouble? Having any trouble? Hey, Jimmy, did you grow since the last time I saw
What's
you?
The matter? What'd you do? What's the matter? Huh?
Oh, nothing, man. Out of retirement and everything. It's great.
Yeah.
What?
All right, so anyway, Joe Stacks, of course, he's on the line for you, we think.
Lost Discs Radio.
All right, so we got a full house of people here for the insanity, I guess. Weasley Steve is making a scene. He's over there talking. And Buzz is over there. He also does not have a microphone. But he's talking, too. Let's see. All right. So anyway, yes, we're doing this now officially for our new, well, sort of our new home, Doc. Our new de facto home is going to be this internet station now called Rockin' Radio.
Nice.
I want to know how you feel about that.
Yeah, it has the name word rockin' in it.
I'm saying.
And radio.
DJ Randy Tibbins called us up, you know, Doc, when you were...
Where?
When you were otherwise disposed.
When I was in college.
And he said, he said, tell Doc that there's some new ground rules, you know?
All right.
You gotta watch your language, Doc. You gotta be on time.
What?
Trixie has to keep her bras on. It's like you gotta straighten up now. This guy's got like new rules you gotta follow.
It's part of the new regime.
All right, but we may be being monitored on some underground single sideband frequency 5110 kilohertz shortwave. Okay, maybe.
Interesting.
That's what we assume we might be.
What have you gotten yourself into since I've gone away?
I'm just saying, Doc, you're just gonna have to mind your P's and Q's.
All right. So I'm on a leash?
A little bit.
Right.
And listen, that's not me. It's like we've got new management that we have to please. Remember how it was trying to please that guy Wiener?
Right.
And there was like no pleasing him.
The only time we got to be ourselves was during sweeps week.
It was very hard pleasing that man, I'm telling you. It's hard to please a Wiener. That's the... Well, anyway, Weasley Steve will be cracking jokes all night off mic, folks. So we'll translate for you. Now, speaking of that sort of thing, we're going to send one out to all the folks. Kicking it off with the new Tweety Brothers tonight for your underground experience. And we're sending this one out to all the regular listeners of Rockin' Radio. Good luck, folks.
I can see it by the way you walk. I can see it by the way you talk. I can feel it, you're falling in love with me. The summer air, the way the birds do sing. I've got you close and made lovey wonderful.
Certainly need some new talent around here.
Lost Discs Radio.
Again?
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Ooh, I'm a strange
and the love.
An email.
Hey, all right.
LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com. 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 LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com.
And remember, folks, Lost Discs Radio is now a member station of Rockin' Radio, specializing in playing those forgotten hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, especially those seldom-played songs, rare 45s, bubbling under hits, deep album cuts, B-sides, those little plastic square flexi discs that you used to get sometimes, even playing the back of the old cereal boxes where, you know, they used to put the grooves and the records in the back of the cereal box in the middle of the cardboard like that. How they do that, I don't know, but we play them.
You know, for a new cat, you sure learning fast.
Extensive studies have shown that people absorb a scant 30% of what they hear. Not true of you? Of course not.
Superman, Captain Marvel, and Pop Top beer cans, electric paring knife, toothbrush matching, cover girl semi-nude and fetching, torn between reality and TV, what I am and what I should be. If you wish, I am prone to beat, but understand that some like fish.
is, yes, the incredible sounds of Big Buddy K, right? Coming to you tonight on Lost Discs Radio on the RCA record label, right? And he's a new generation man, right? Doc, you feel like it's a, this is like Lost Discs, the next generation, the new, new generation? Or is this...
Beam me up.
Or is this more... Maybe this is more like Lost Discs Deep Space Nine. Yeah, take your pick.
That's good.
I go with Lost Discs 2.0.
Yeah, all right.
Lost Discs, The Wrath of...
Well, either way, The Wrath of Buzz.
Wrath of Doc. The Wrath of Buzz.
Oh, man. What? Oh, wait. Now things are happening. Joe, your microphone's going down until further notice. So at any rate... Yeah, it was Big Buddy K, who really is the new generation man. Before that, it was the Magic Mushroom, right? You Won't Be Sorry, and that blues thing in before that, that real long kind of droning blues thing, was the Out of Sight Sounds of Taj Mahal on the Columbia label with the new Stranger Blues. And we did kick off that set with the new Tweety Brothers with their track I Can See It out of 1967. Joe?
Yo.
I want to... Move to that track there by the Magic Mushroom. Do you know anything about these guys? They were like a San Fran band.
Mushroom, or was that going to be the Sacred Mushroom we were talking about?
No, this is the Magic Mushroom.
What's the difference?
I was afraid of this. Doc, you tell us the difference.
I asked you.
Dr. Doc Brown has been on many trips. And the trip of Dr. Doc Brown...
Are those the ones that are barrel-shaped?
Usual, very interesting. What?
Now, which label were they on?
I'm asking you. I don't know. I actually have.
Joe, they're on the Fungi label.
What do you? That's right. What do you call Dr. Doc Brown at a swinging party? A real fun guy. I don't know. I got this on CD. I picked up a CD of apparently their one and only album. And all I know is they're a San Francisco band, but I don't have any other info, buddy. So that's your job.
There
man.
Were a couple of groups called the Magic Mushrooms. One was from San Diego, but I only know that they did a 45 on Warner. Then there were the Magic Mushrooms from Philadelphia, who put some stuff out. But just singles. There was a group called Sacred Mushroom, and I think they fall into the... Nope, that doesn't work either.
Wait a minute.
Although they put out an album on the Parallax label.
Joe, stop. My apologies. You are correct. This was the Sacred Mushroom. Boy, all of that has to be edited out.
I was going to say, because the Magic Mushrooms, that had the guy Dick Richardson on keyboards.
I can tell you about it. Is they originated out of Cincinnati originally.
What? They did?
And one of their lead guitarist and principal songwriter was a guy named Larry Goshorn, who would later end up playing in Pure Prairie League.
Larry. All right. Well, so I apologize for the confusion on that one. So what label were they on then, Joe?
They were on their album, The Sacred Mushroom, came out on a label called Parallax.
See?
So it's not one I'm aware of at all.
Wow, no.
Sorry.
All right, very good. Good enough, I guess, for...
You must have had them confused because of the Pennsylvania connection there.
What?
Seeing as the Magic Mushroom were a group of students from University of Pennsylvania.
Was one of them pregnant, Doc?
No, but the keyboard player's name was Dick Richardson. Can I say that on Rockin' Radio?
You can't. You can say Dick, but you can't say tit. Remember, we found that.
That's
you cannot
right.
say tit over shortwave, according to the CBC out of Canada there.
Oh.
All right, so Chesty has to watch it, especially if she has her roommate Trixie over. Keep it covered up. Chasty. All right. Well, anyway, all of this is coming to you courtesy. And, you know, now, look, there are rules. There are certain things you have to say now that you're on Rockin' Radio, Doc, and I suggest you memorize.
Me?
Yes, you have to memorize certain things to say.
And wow. I hope I do a better job than John Roberts did.
Try this. We're playing the best hits that you never heard.
We're playing the best hits that you never heard.
And some that you never even heard for a long time.
And some that you haven't ever faithfully heard for a long time.
Something like that, right. All of this is coming to you on Rockin' Radio, folks, and you can check it out at rockinradio.com, and you can hit on the Live 365 icon to catch the stream, or listen to the shows individually by hitting the Now Playing button at rockinradio.com. Now we're just going to sit around for a while and waste time, Doc, while people click off their internet streams. Speaking of internet streams, this is all coming to you possibly in the underground auspices of 5110 kilohertz shortwave due to our buddy Cosmic Debris. Right? So we're let's see if the guys are in the chat room. You got all the guys in the chat room right now, like Cosmic and Bad Andy and Brad of Grits Radio fame, by the way, folks. And the old DXer and Space Bizget and Psycho and Weasel and Yukon Jack. Right? So we're going to send one out to Cosmic Debris and Jane right about now tonight. On Lost Discs Radio, it is Nick Drake. Right? So everyone just sit back and relax. Dig it, man.
What will happen in the morning when the world it gets so crowded that you can't look out the window in the morning? But what will happen in the evening in the forest with a weasel with the teeth that bite so sharp when you're not looking in the evening? And all the friends that you once knew and left behind, they kept you safe and so secure amongst the books and all the records of your lifetime. What will happen in the morning when the world gets so crowded that you can't look out the window in the morning? Hey, take a little while to grow your brother's hair. And now take a little while to make your sister fair. Now that the family is part of a chain, take off your high shade, start over again. Sing a song for Hazy Jane. She's back again in my mind. If songs were lines in a conversation, the situation would be fine. We'll be right back.
You know what pleasure is, robot.
Captain, for me to first understand and appreciate pleasure, I must define it myself.
Would you now?
Yes, sir, Captain.
We can just define terms or forget this conversation.
Pleasure is cool. Pleasure is fool. Pleasure...
Robot?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Carry on.
Thank you, Captain.
Lost Discs Radio.
Pay attention.
Indescribable sounds of the Who. What?
Who?
Yes, the Who on tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Believe it or not, making the scene. Apparently, the B side of Happy Jack. Joe Stax.
Really?
Joe Stax. Can you confirm or deny
that's what
that
we're talking about?
Joe, did
the Who?
What?
John Entwistle wrote it.
And did he sing it too?
I don't think he sang it though.
Who did?
That wasn't Daltrey, man.
Well, maybe it was Entwistle. I'm not familiar enough with his voice. I mean, the only, really, you know, most people only know, like, two songs by Entwistle. One is, of course, Boris the Spider and maybe Whiskey Man.
And okay. Too Late the Hero.
But I suggested this one because I heard on the news the other day, it was the Chinese Lunar New Year, and it's the Year of the Ox.
Yes.
And I said, hey, the Ox, let's all pay a tribute to John Entwistle for a year.
You see that? Yeah, that's one that Joe Stack sent over, man. And he's making the reference. Apparently, what that... I didn't even get the reference. That's John Entwistle's nickname was the Ox?
Yeah, yeah. And that's why they. That's why his one instrumental on the My Generation album was just called the Ox. Right. I don't know what came first, whether the it was because of the instrumental or if it's just what they called him from the outset. But
yeah, was
yeah,
a big
first,
guy.
He was always known as the Ox.
He might have been strong.
He was a big guy, wasn't he? I mean, you know, he slapping them bass strings. Well, all right, before that it was the Centurions with Intoxica, right? Off the Delphi record label. A little bit of surf action for you here coming up for February, right, Doc? Nothing like surf music in the middle of February.
That's right.
Okay? And Nick Drake kicked off that little set there with Hazy Jane. We were sending that out to Cosmic Debris of the Lumpy Gravy radio show, which, by the way, will be coming up in about 25 minutes here on 5110 kilohertz, assuming that you're listening to it there. All right, but if you're listening to it, and by the way, that was also for Jane, and I have it on good authority that she somehow caught that on some low-powered FM pirate station someplace down in
Maryland.
Wow. Right? So
you were in deep, man. I don't know how deep you're into this.
Right. But?
But whatever you're doing.
Stop it.
Stop it. No, I'm not going to tell you to stop it.
We're not going
to
be reprimanded by anyone again.
Or we will be able.
We're
going to
start being reprimanded. All right. Hey, look. All kidding aside, you know, we're totally stoked to be a part of the rock and radio scene. Okay.
Awesome.
And now, speaking of that kind of thing, the rock and radio lineup, of course, for February is the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Right. That kicks off the set there for the first hour, and then the Memory Lane show with Lane Quigley. Doc, there's a guy named Lane Quigley.
Huh, that's, he has two last names.
Doing his Memory Lane show. Yes, it's a man with two last names. And then the now dig this. So far, this is my favorite show on the rock and radio lineup. The Electrophonic Sound of Brian Phillips.
Wow.
You thought you were cool, Doc.
What do you mean?
But Brian Phillips has got one up on you now.
He's got two first names.
Here's the thing. There's a guy with two first names, right? This guy, Brian Phillips, apparently last a week or so ago was on the rock and radio scene over there, and he was trying to plug our show for us, you know, since we're joining up with the station.
Right, right.
Right? But apparently he makes a little blunder, right? He accidentally mentions Chesty's twin sister.
Oh, no.
Who we don't really talk about, you know, the stripper.
Oh, yeah.
We don't really talk about her. She's kind of the black sheep of the family. So listen to this. I got a little clip of it here. This is Brian Phillips. Listen to who he announces is our sidekick here on the show, our intern.
I hope you enjoyed the Memory Lane show. It's an encore presentation, but every time you listen to it, you always hear something great. After me, do not fail to listen to the premiere of Lost Discs Radio with Jimmy Knight, Busty, and the whole crew. And coming up after that, The Boss Man, Rockin' Randy Tiffins with the RLT Archives Music Magazine.
Okay. Yes. We don't like to talk about Busty very often, but it's kind of slipped out there. Chesty, you have any comments on your twin sister here? That you refuse to talk about? Huh?
No.
By the way, folks, you could email it to us, and I suppose you should use our Yahoo account if you want to get any more insider information on from Lost Discs, and that is email it to Lost Discs Radio. @yahoo.com, but you got to spell discs with the letter C in it, because that's the way it used to be back in the day. What? All right. So anyway, Chesty, get ready.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She's beautiful. She's talented. She's on
Rockin' Radio.
All right.
Beautiful, talented, and with ample breasts. See?
Well, apparently.
Some would say busty, but...
Keep them under wraps
now. That's my twin sister.
There are new rules now, Chesty.
All right. This is actually a label that Joe Stax turned me on to from Pittsburgh, the CONCE record label. And Jimmy, I know you got some inflatable women... And
what the hell?
Don't you? And what? I think it's about time that I have something too. So this is I'm Your Toy.
I don't even want to play the record now, man. Yes, by the Fenways out of Pittsburgh tonight. Coming to you for Chesty's Pick tonight, man. Dig it.
I look at you and I'm a mechanic. To give you whatever love you demand. I'm your toy. I was made to fill you with joy. I walk, I talk, I laugh, I cry. I want you to enjoy all the good love that I'm giving to you. When I run down, you know how to make me react. Joy. I walk, I talk, I laugh, I cry. I love you, I'm your toy.
whenever we are apart, whenever we are apart, love you starts turning the wheels in my heart. I'm your toy. I was made to fill you with joy. I walk, I talk, I laugh.
Go, Chesty, go!
There's a high and flying bird flying way up in the sky, and I wonder if she looks down and she goes on by. Well, she's flying so free and easy in the sky. Lord, look at me here. I'm rooted like a tree here. Got to sit down, can't cry. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Now the sun, it comes up, it lights up the day. And when he gets tired, Lord, and goes on down his way to the east and to the west, he meets God every day. Lord, look at me here, be like a tree here. Got the down, can't cry. Oh, Lord, gonna die blue. Now I had a woman, Lord, she lived down by the mine. She ain't never seen the sun. Oh, Lord, never stop crying. Then one day, my woman up and died. Lord, she up and died now. Oh, Lord, she up and died now. Hey, she wanted to fly, and the only way to fly is die, die, die. Well, there's a high flying bird flying way up in the sky, and I wonder if she looks down as she goes on by. Well, she's flying so freely in the sky. Yeah, Lord, look at me here. Hey, I'm rooted like a tree. Got to sit down, can't cry. Hold on, I'm gonna die blue. Got to sit down, can't cry. Hold on, I'm gonna die blue. Hey, yeah.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. and looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace clarinet. With Garnet Ed Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson violin. Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunikin as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. Mmm, that's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kit and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
Yeah, see, it's just so, it's so hard to keep track of the people in the studio. We got so many crazy folks that show up for the show. You can understand why a guy's going to make a mistake like that, you know?
Well,
Busty.
You know what?
Chesty.
I was thinking about that during the break, too. I mean, that gives new meaning to the word, the phrase, the twins.
Huh? And, well, anyway, so that was the Bonzo Dog Duda band there introducing you to everybody, but they did not introduce you to Weasley Steve, who's over there on the microphone.
I've been so distracted all night, speaking of the twins.
Don't!
Look yes. Look over at Chesty.
Yeah.
Look at the box next to Chesty. What does it say?
The box?
The box next to Chesty. Fresh tomatoes.
What?
So every time I look to my right,
yes,
I see Chesty and the words fresh tomatoes.
All right.
Yeah.
So good. So folks, just try to keep it straight. If you're a regular listener to Rockin' Radio, just try to, I don't know, do your homework. Study up. Make sure you know who's who. People have come in on the email, sort of. We know that our friends Babs and Slick are digging us down in Catasauqua, Pennsylvania tonight.
Hey, does
John Walpole, Mass is getting it up there in Massachusetts.
Does the trick still work from a while back? If people want to find out about you, just
and Carrie and
go on the Google there and Google search for Jimmy Knight's Lost Jockeys and
Carrie and Wayne in North Carolina. Are listening.
See, press. I'm feeling lucky.
I don't know if that works.
And you might find out a little more about Jimmy than you ever really wanted to know.
So what do you do exactly, Doc?
I think you type in Jim E. Knight's Lost Jockeys, and then you hit I'm Feeling Lucky, and it brings you right up to a page about you and your lost jockeys.
This is on Google?
Yeah.
You're right. You know that,
it's a web search engine.
You got to spell Jim Jimmy Knight. It's, you know, night, like the night, like nighttime. There's no K.
Just, yeah, right. Like, yeah, at night with a K.
Discs with a C.
Night without a K.
Night without a K. What kind of show are you running here, Doc? And anyway,
I don't know. Give it a shot.
I don't know.
I tried it like 3 years ago and it worked.
All right, real quick, there was it was Richie Havens with his version of High Flying Bird. Kicked it off with the Fenways. Joe Stacks in Pittsburgh. You dig the Fenways, don't you, Joe?
Oh, how can you not? They were a kick butt. Can I say that? I can't say kick ass. Is that right?
You can't say ass.
They were a kick ass beat group from the Pittsburgh area, working from like the early '60s to about '67. The track you guys played tonight was their last single, Bez the Fenways for the Cohen C label, 1967. Along the way, they recorded for a bunch of local labels and even got picked up by labels like Roulette and Imperial here and there. But they would eventually, their lead singer, Sonny D'Annunzio, would go on to form the Racket Squad.
Oh, yeah, on the Jubilee label. We know about them a little bit. All right, thanks, Joe, as always, for that kind of action. And no, you cannot say ass or tit on Rockin' Radio.
Feel me, mama, 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 as I could. I left my love in sunny Spain. I left my love in sunny Spain. I left my love in sunny Spain. Spain. Spain.
Spain. It's the Lost Disc Radio Show.
We stand for everything that's good. The flag, the home, and motherhood.
Lost Discs Radio.
Much more music.
The silent sentinels of health, supplied by the corporation, hiding so well. Perforated, sexualized, medicated, sterilized, each left. Property of Birmingham, city council, now please wash your hands. Issues appear to be, then listen to the kind of thing these tissues have to be and have to see. There's too many people nowadays just want.
Disc Radio.
I can see that you're not impressed.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it sounded, I guess. The past hour, make sure you turn up the level on that microphone there, Chesty.
Whoops.
What was that?
What?
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Incredible sounds of... Wow, the Groundhogs in there for February, folks. And the Highlighters before that, a little doo-wop action with a record called The Bowl. Right? Digging that off the New Sound record label. Folks, don't forget to stay tuned for the RLT Archives Music Magazine and the Memory Lane Show with Lane Quigley and the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips right here on Rockin' Radio. And many thanks to all them slobs that well, you know, Cosmic Debris and them guys, who are getting us on the air tonight, I guess, for your underground shortwave experience. Good night, Joe Stacks.
Hey, good night, Go Steelers.
Yeah, oh, well, all right, go ahead. Good night, Doc.
Hey, good night.
Huh? All right, everyone, try to stay cool, and we will see you next month here on Lost Discs Radio.